fight during Shasmir Babasa Duff Ayin, picking up on the top of the page, three lines down, last one in line. So we were discussing the idea of selling something, a field, and the type of trees that are not connected to the sale. Automatically excluded. And we said one is it, let's say, of a carob tree, if it's grafted, or a sycamore tree, a shikma, that's been cut. That is going to be, it's already, you know, went through pruning sessions. That's going to be excluded from the field. So, from the sale. Bo minei rav achabari rav huna. Rav sheshes. Chutz me charev ploni. Chutz me stan ploni mahu. Let's say the seller says, I'm going to sell the field except for this particular tree, this charev, and chutz, except for this particular sycamore that's been cut down. And there's other trees that are like it in the field. The mahu, what's going to be then? Oso charev hudalokani? Do we say that it's only that particular charev that he spelled out that's not going to be part of the deal? Or ha shachruvin kani, the rest of the carbs are sold. O dilma shachruvin amilo kani, even maybe the other ones are also not, don't go along with the sale as well. So if she said lo kana, the buyer does not get any of the grafted carbs in the field, all of them are now excluded from the sale. Yay, space. So now he has the kasha. Chutz mechar ploni. Unless he says, the price he tells us, if a guy says, chutz mechar ploni, chutz mechar ploni, lo kana. Then he doesn't acquire. My love, oso charev hu lo kana. Is it not saying that that carob tree doesn't acquire? Ha shar chuvin kana. But the rest of them you do kona, in which case it's against, like we just said. Amalei, he says, back down low. Not a raya. Feel shachruvin nami lo kana. If the other chruvin, you're also not kona. Teida, and you should know that it's correct what I'm saying. The ilo amalei, because the seller would have said, Sadi mechur lach, chutz mi sada plonis. My field sold to, except for this particular field. And it gives a name of the field that he's talking about. Says Rashbam, except for chutz mi sada plonis, a samach lo chutz lemeitzar. Ahi hudalokani. Would you want to say that it's only the second one that they doesn't acquire? Ha achrinaisa kani, but he acquires other fields that are not mentioned? Of course not. Ela lo kana. What does it mean when it says lo kana? That means he doesn't get any of it. Hachanami lokan here too means he doesn't get any of them. You don't get any of those trees. Ve'ika diyamri, boy mini rav achabar huna rav sheshes, chutz mi chatzi charev ploni. Let's say the guy who's selling says, I'm selling the field except for half of ploni of grafted charev. Chutz mi chatzi stan ploni, or half of this cut sycamore. Ma, what's going to be the din about the other half of that tree itself? It's a wild case. This is Rashbam. L'hai lishna pshitali d'chutz mistan ploni lo kana nami shar stanim. Stay stanim. Ma, what's the din? This only question is about the other half of this particular tree. Ma, shar charuvin vade lo kani. Do we say that the buyer definitely is not getting the other carob trees that are in the field? But what the seller left over in that particular one, the other half, he does get. He doesn't even get over that was left over there as well. He says the buyer doesn't get even the other half of that carob. Except for the chutz mechatzistan ploni, shar chuvin lo kana. The rest of them are kana. My love, shar chuvin lo kana. The lo kana. How much is shirbo sechar of kana? You are kona. Oh, which was against what we just said. I'm a little low. I feel much is shirbo sechar. And I'm looking. Even that left over, he's not getting either. Teddy Shnos is true. Dila Amar lay. Because let's say the seller would have said, sadi mechur lach. Chutz mechatzistan ploni. My field is so too, except for half of such and such a field. Talking about another half of his field. Who the lo kana? Ha'idach kana? What do you want to say? You want to say that it's only that particular half of the second field, the other one he's not getting, but the other half he does get? Of course not. I'm ela lo kani. And ha'kanam lo kani. He doesn't get it, and he doesn't get it here either. Says the Rashbam, but the following Gemara says, "Boy, minei Rav Amram." Says Rashbam, "Mishum de daini gola nakat lahacha." Because of the fact that we brought up the daini gola, the judge of the gola of the Yasra, we mentioned it earlier in previous yesterday shir. So therefore, we bring up this also. It's on the very top of the page. Says daini gola, first words on the page, right? So we say also, "Boy, minei Rav Amram, Rav Chista." If someone deposits something with his friend, and he says, here, watch this for me, and he has this in a shtar. He's holding on to a shtar to make sure that, you know, everything's going to be working out okay. Rashbam says, Shakasav kama hifkid lo, how much he was mafkid by him, v'chosmu be'edim, v'ahani lehai shtara, delo matzi tari nifkad, Lo hayu dvar ma'olam. Like, you wouldn't be able to go and say this never happened. So the shtar is clearly going to happen. So here's the question. And he comes to go get it back. And the guy says, what do you mean? I already returned it to you. Mahu. What is the din in such a circumstance? The Rishbam points out, the Rishbam says that, and he says that, Nifkat hayom ulamachar, you give him the next day, chsertiv, I give it back to you. Like, what do you want from me? What's the din? The whole karmel mechaz gabatim sendaf mehirbeis tamafket es chaveru beedim. If you lend something by someone with edim, ain't sarch lahachsebeedim. You have to return it with edim. Aval hachadika shtar be adamafket. Here, there's a shtar in the hands of the nafket. Oh, mir mir. Do we say dachanami mehemin? Do we say he's going to be believed over here, right? Because what is the difference over here? Just like having the shtar, the guy can't say lahadam lo yidver ma'olam, it's never happened. So too, maybe the fact that he has a shtar, this is going to be a raya that he didn't return it yet. Mi amrin, do we say migo di boy amar nan sumehemin? Since if the guy was watching it wanted to, he could have lied and said, he could have said that, what do you want from me? There was some sort of onus and it got lost and he would be believed of such a thing and therefore he would be off the hook. So therefore, Hashta Nabi Mehemin, here we believe also when he says Hitaka returned it, because he had a way of getting out by lying and it would have been believed. Odilma Amalei Shtarach Biyadi my boy. What is the shtar still doing in my hands if Hitaka returned it to me? If you return it, then I wouldn't be able to have the shtar anymore. Amalei. So he said, Mehemin, this guy is believed. We believe the guy to say that he returned it. In fact, the Gemara of Alimalei Shtarach Biyadi my boy. What about to be able to say, how do I have the shtar then? Amalei says back to him, Litamech, and even according to you, the fact that the guy has the shtar, that's a raya. V'chi Amalei Nansu, because the guy could have said an ones. And Mimatzi Amalei Shtarach Biyadi, my boy, what do you want to sell the shtar? That wouldn't have worked, right? So here too, the fact that the guy holding it, that he returned it, is believed, even though he has a shtar. So Amalei, he doesn't stop. He says back to Rav Chista, beep, turn the page on the base. Sof, at the end of the day, Kamerli Nansu, when he says it was an onus, La b'shvua bayi. Does he have to take a shvua in order for that to happen? So why is he believed without a shvua? That he went ahead and he returned it. He should have to take a shvua. Says Rishbam, love shvua, boy, but to me, of a hashta amar naman below shvua, vayede migo, lomatsis lamiftere, mishvua, yede taina, so lekaima below shvua, right? You'd have to have you have to swear. Kiddichsev, shvua sashem, tia ben shneim. He says back, hachanami, yeah, inachinami, you're right. My Naman, what do I mean when I said he's believed? Naman b'shvua is believed if he takes a shvua. So he's got to take a shvua, and then we believe him. So says Gemara, Lema b'plukta dahani tanai. I want to say that this machlokas over here, the Rav Chista's din over here is actually, the Rav Chista's din, says Rishbam, Lema b'plukta hod Rav Chista, that he's saying over here that it means with a shvua. It's actually machlokas tanai.
We learned in a braisa, shtar kiss a yotze al yisomim.
What's a shtar kiss, you ask? I'm glad you asked. Says Rishbam, I'm not going to be the whole thing, but at least start it off to get what's going on. Ruvain shenas and Moses Shimon. Ruvain is a silent partner. He gives money to Shimon, lemechzis schar, in order to get back chetzi schar from it. V'kasa lu shtar kam hifkid lo, and he gives him or it's a shtar, and the shtar is written up at how much he was mafkid by him. And then Shimon ends up dying. So this is a case where, let's say, you know, again, Ruvain gives money to Shimon to invest. And this is known as the Iska. We saw this above Metzia. And what's the point? That the one who gave the money is a raya that he gave money to his partner who's going to manage this money over here. And then he gets the money back. And also he gets money that they gain and he gets that money back afterwards. So what happens in this particular case is shtar kiss hayotze sha'al yisobim. So Reuven gives to Shimon, and then Shimon ends up dying, and now Reuven comes back with a shtar to take money from the yisobim. Dani Golarm, they come and they say, what does he have to do? Nishpa v'govakulo. He goes ahead, the Dayani Gola are Shmuel and Karna. That's what it says at the very end of the Rashbam. What was Dayani Gola? The one that we just read. These are Then I go like the Heinu Shmuel v'Karna, but then it says, "Oh, the Heinu Rabbi Ami v'Asi." That's the first paragraph of Sanhedrin Yudzayin Rabbeis. So it says they come and they say Nishpa v'Gove Kulo. The guy goes ahead and he swears that he didn't get his money back, and then he can get all the money that he has in the shtar. But then it says Sol Amri, which is said. Then it says Rav Ami and Rav Asi. They say Nishpa v'Gove Mechsa. They can go. They can swear that he didn't get paid, and he gets chetzi. He gets half. We're going to explain now with the Kuli Alma Islihu Denardai. Everyone agrees with Nardai that they hold that what's the status of money that's given for Nizmas. Mintami Nardai, they say, Hi Iska. This partnership, this deal that they did with an Iska, this business deal, Palga Malva, Palga Pikadon. Half of it is looked at like a Malvik loan, and half of it's looked at like a deposit. Therefore, when you bring out the Shtar, half of the money of it is considered a loan, the other half is considered a deposit. So my lab, Al-Kamifli, is this what they were arguing over? That Damar Savar, that is the Dayani Gola, they hold that if the father would have been alive and said that he returned it, that Matzi Armele, Shtar Chabiyodi, my boy, that how do I have the Shtar in my hand? And he would have been able to get the entirety of it, including the half that was just a deposit. So therefore, when this guy comes and he pulls out the Shtar over here, he can get the entirety of it. Omar Sarvin, the other one, those are the ones of Eretz Yisrael, they say that if he would have lived, Lo Amri, then the one who supposedly was owed the money, would not have been able to say, what's the shtar doing in your hand, right? Because the father would have been believed if he would have said that he gave it back, like Rav Chista said. And then the guy, the creditor, would have been able to collect only half of the money that was actually the loan. So when the creditor pulls out the shtar against the Yisomim, he can get only half of it. So if Chissa's din is part of this machlokas between these two different sides over here. If Chissa seems to be paskin over here. Says Gemara Lo. Dukuliyama is the Rav Chista. Everyone really holds the Rav Chista. That this shomer, this guy who's left by, he's believed if he says that he gave it back. This is what they're arguing over. Damar Savar, those are the people that are Dayani Gola. They say, Emi Sidapari, if it's true that the father actually paid them back, you know, before he died, then Meimar Hava Amar, he would have told his sons before he died that it was already paid back. Right? So even if though the father would have been believed, he would have said he returned the money. We don't say this for the Yisomim because it's probably not true, and therefore you can get the entirety of the money, as I can look the Rashbam. Umar Savar and the other one holds us are the ones of Eretz Yisrael. They say the fact that the father didn't tell them that the money was paid back, that we don't care one way or the other. Amar Malachamava Sudan say. We could say the Malachamava came before he had a chance to say something, and therefore, and killed him. Says Rashbam, the Ansei, v'lo hispik l'tzavos. He didn't have a chance to actually go and tell it to them. But really, maybe he did give it back to them. Shalach Rav Huna bar Ravin. Part in 10 of the last point, that's why you could only get half of it. Now, Shalach Rav Huna bar Ravin, hamafket etza chavir b'shtar. If someone, you know, leaves over deposit by someone, and he has a shtar over there, you know, everything's written. V'amar lo, echzarti v'lach. And when the guy goes to get it back from him, the other person says, what do you mean I already returned it to you? Naman, we believe him. Ushtar kis hayotze al yisomim. And a reference to the shtar kis shtickle, the money, you know, this money, shtar kis of the investment that comes out of the yisomim to get it back. Nishma v'govakulo. The guy can swear and he gets the entirety of the money. So all he said, do is swear and you're good to go. Tarti, says Gemara, 1 second. Can both of these dinim be true? Like, they're going against each other. If the guy who the stuff was left by is believed when he says that he returned what was left by him, the father would have been believed the claim that it was returned. So we should say for the Yisomim that this thing that was the pot was returned and the orphan should be responsible for only half of it. What's going on? This is going on. Shiny awesome. Now we deal with this kiss shtickle with the kiss. Hayotzi al yisomim. That's different. De'em isa depari, because it was true that the father would have paid him off already. Memer havama, he definitely would have told him that it was already paid off. So if Huna's din is backing up this distinction that we said, when you have this guy himself and when you have one with the orphans. Rav Amar, Rav says, Hilchasad halacha is nishma v'guva mechsa, that he swears and he eats half of it. Amar Mar Zutra, Hilchasad gedani gola, the halacha goes like that, the gola, the judges of the gola, of the aspa, Amar Ravino Mar Zutra, Ha Amar Rav nishma v'guva mechsa. But Rav just said that you have to swear and get half of it, which is the Yenam of Eretz Yisrael. You're arguing? Amalei, he says back, Anan d'dayoni gola. We actually agree with those of the Dayoni gola. Beep, turn the page. Ayin Aleph. Ifcha masnisa la, we learn it just the opposite. According to us, the way that we understood that machlokas, we have it that those of the Dayoni gola, they say that the creditor can collect only half of the stuff, and those of Eretz Yisrael say that they collect all of it. So therefore, Mar Zutra is explaining that his din is going with the Dayoni gola that's quoted in his version of his view, which comes out to be the same thing that Rava had just said. It says the Rashbam, it's the same thing that Rava had said. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.